Dan Damon, who's still recovering after giving that State of the State address. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
So lots of folks were interested in the numbers. You had a very good address. I sat through it all, stayed awake, and was attentive.
I appreciate that. Thank
even
you.
We even learned a few things. If you would like to see the State of the City address, all you have to do is go on to the Marysville City website.
Right, so. City of Marysville, MI.com, and just click the link that would take you to the State of the City, and then there's two different links from there. You can watch the whole address, which is about an hour long, or you can just flip through the slideshow that I presented as well on your own time.
DTE's a power plant site, probably your biggest heartfelt concern for Marysville for the next couple of years?
Yeah, I think that every council member has, kind of their own thing, right? Everybody's got something that they're passionate about. DTE, I think, without any question, far and away number one for me. I think that site is just so pivotal, Bill. I've talked about it on the show so many times before, but the site is just so pivotal. And it's not just for the city of Marysville. It is a regional thing. And I think that the potential is to set a standard, really, of tourism and set a standard of a destination for the Blue Water area. And we've only got one shot at this. And, you know, we met with some principals from CDC, the owner of the site, Mr. Fernandez, and I did on Wednesday night. They came in Wednesday afternoon. We met with them on Wednesday night. And then we had a larger meeting with some other stakeholders there on Thursday morning. And the nice thing is we are all still on the same page. And it is a matter of getting the, almost getting the planets to align, if you will, to get that site developed in the right way. But CDC is backing us. They're still backing the vision. And they're doing what they can to help those stars align as well.
It's kind of a multi-use proposal or a desire anyway.
Right. Mixed-use destination. We'd like to have residential on the north end, maybe some condominium units. In the center of the property, we'd like to have a boutique type of hotel destination, somewhere you'd want to come and spend a couple of days, not just a drive-through overnight type of destination, with two or three or four maybe restaurants right on site, with mixed use shopping right on site. And what we would say is that boutique type of shopping. We don't, we have nothing against the Gap or Banana Republic or Victoria's Secret or those types of things that draw people into malls, but we want to give people an experience down there. So we're looking for things that you may not be able to find at the Somerset Collection or at Partridge Creek or at Lakeside Mall or Birchwood Mall. Give people something where they can go with their families. Go on a date, go experience something that's a little bit different. And part of that vision also incorporates a day slip marina, something that the city of Marysville does not have right now. And when I laid this all out for CDC again on Wednesday night, they were, really 110% committed to this vision and getting this thing done.
And CDC are the actual owners of the property now,
yeah,
correct?
That's right. They're based out of Missouri. They're the ones who bought the property from DTE. And DTE is really still overseeing the what happens on that site because they're a major stakeholder, not only in the city of Marysville still, but in the county of St. Clair, major, major stakeholder in the county of St. Clair. They want to make sure that's done right. So CDC and DTE, they have weekly phone calls and updates. CDC, that's what they do. Their company buys what we would call distressed or post-industrial properties. Tears down what's on the site and gets it ready for a revitalization or a refurbishment or, vertical establishment of something new on that site.
Redevelopment of some kind or another.
Yep.
Okay, good. We'll keep an eye on that for sure. Understand a big news in Marysville now is a grant that's been awarded, apparently for what, here in Boulevard?
The blessings just keep coming to the city of Marysville, and we're very, very pleased with that. $375,000we were awarded yesterday. And really what this, we were already awarded grant funds to completely redo here on Boulevard from M29 to Michigan. Okay, so really basically the high school entrances,
off
of Huron, we were going to be able to redo that entire stretch with phase one. What happened yesterday is we were awarded the grant for phase two, which would replace from Michigan to Connecticut, which is about halfway towards Gratiot. You know, it's a big deal because now we're going to be able to do that, hopefully all in one phase because we've got the funding.
It's an old slab of cement there.
Yeah. It is. And it's, you know, it's heavily trafficked and we've got to do it in the summer. So we've got a very short window because we can't interrupt, the high school students and the high school teachers and faculty and staff getting to, you know, getting to work and to school. So it's a small window of time we have, but you know, it's such a great opportunity once again for the city to fix its infrastructure through a grant. And I've got to tip my hat to, you know, everybody that made it possible, city administration, and then our grant writers and our engineers as well.
So a lot of background work in getting these grants. Don't come knocking to your door. You got to go knocking to theirs.
That's right. I get to announce it. I get to announce all the fun
get
stuff.
The easy part.
But, you know, all the hard work, all the labor, that's done in the background. And that, you know, we've had about $6 million or so worth of grants in the city of Marysville in the last few years. That's a lot of money. And it's really
park
changed
improvements,
everything.
Cuddle Creek, all kinds of goodies.
It's just changed the landscape. It's changed what we're able to do for our residents. And that if you're sitting back and resting on your laurels, as Mr. Fernandez would say, those things don't happen. It is a constant push for improvement, a constant striving for excellence that makes the difference, and we've got that.
You gave, during your State of the City address, you gave a lot of hats off to Mr. Fernandez, the city manager there. Lots of work he's put into this. He's got his heart into it.
I'll tell you, it's the best move, honestly, best move I made as mayor was pushing for him as city manager. He has done an absolutely incredible job. The guy, he never stops working, Bill. It is a 365 day a year job for him. We have to kind of tell him to take some time off, you know, and
even when
the funny thing is even when he's taking a day off, he says, I'm going to go golfing here and there. He'll shoot me a text. Hey, I just met so-and-so from this place and yeah, I'm going to try and bring him into the city to do this. And I said, Randy, just go play some golf.
Play golf. Know? Take it easy.
Yeah. Hang out with your boys or whatever you're going to do. And, it's the best decision I made because what he's been able to do for the city, and I can't say I made it. You know, I kind of pushed for him, and it was a city council decision. But it was the best decision we've made as a council to put him at the helm because he's never let us down, and it is his passion. He's built for this job.
Talking with Mayor Dan Damon, City of Marysville. One of the big items on the agenda, too, in the not-too-distant future is what to do with kind of a gifted property that
right.
Be along Boucher Highway, I believe.
And that's still a work in progress, and I talked a little bit about that during the State of the City. And, you know, what we're waiting for there is we've got to assess everything that the city owns. We've got to determine what is the highest and best value for that property. If we were to parcel that off and sell it, in what fashion do we do it to create the most revenue so that we can offset the cost of rehab of 1515 Boucher Highway, if in fact that's what we decide to do with that building? There are maybe a couple of council members that are going to say that we push forward for that building no matter what, because it's the future of Marysville. We, you know, in the long run, it's a no-brainer. There's a couple of other ones that say, you know what, we have a threshold that we're not really comfortable voting for going over this amount of money for rehab. I'm kind of right in the middle there. You know, I want to know all the facts, all the figures. What we've done as a backup plan is we've taken a look at our existing city hall and inquired as to the cost of moving our entire recreation department up to the second floor. As a backup plan in case that 1515 Boucher Highway doesn't work out. It's a marketable property. Worst case scenario, it's a marketable property.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a great opportunity for the city. We acquired it for $1. It was a no-brainer. We've got very, very little money into it for our due diligence. And excellent move. We'll see what happens in probably the next five, maybe 6 months here.
Catch it up on episode 2 or 3 and see,
that's right.
See what's happening then. I understand the daddy-daughter dance was a huge success.
Raging success. 437
participants. Wow.
437. And that's, you know, almost double from last year.
It's not an equal number, by the way. You can't. It's either a daughter or a daddy.
Well, you know, daddies
up.
Can bring multiple
that's
daughters.
That's right. You could have two daughters.
Yep,
so,
daddies
right,
can bring multiple daughters. So
evil mind in saying something's not right.
Now, how they split up their time there and how many dances each gets, I don't know.
That's
you know, there
story.
Might be something else. But we were 225 last year, 437 this year. Really, Bill, it's a testament to Stephanie Denarden and what she's able to do with our recreation program. Another situation where we've just got the right person in the right place, man. She's killing it in recreation.
Good.
And you look at her numbers too. You know, you look at the finances of the recreation department. You know, recreation departments, they don't make any money, but if they come to close to breaking even,
you've done well.
And she's right on the precipice of that. So
speaking of breaking even or doing better than that, the golf club is doing great in Marysville. I mean, my goodness, the numbers you gave during the State of the City was like, wow.
You know, and that is something that Brian Lentz is very, very proud of. It's something that we as a city are proud of. But, you know, the bottom line is that it's something that I think this entire council has been working toward. Some of us for the past 5 years, because we had to push. When I was on council and not mayor, I was pushing for a liquor license for the golf course. I said, we've got to make it competitive. If we don't make it competitive, it's going to die. It's going to die on the vine. But, you know, our numbers are – so our season pass revenue was up 11%. And sometimes you fear that when that season pass revenue goes up that your greens fees are going to go down. That didn't happen. Our greens fee revenue was up 7%. Alcohol revenue was up 182% from the previous year. Our gross revenue on golf carts were up. Our expenses on golf carts were down. I mean, it really was. Everything is starting to fall
into
place.
Sounds like
that's
where everybody was for the summer.
So. And we hope that happens again. You know, there have been so many improvements out there. We're moving tees around. And then with the Cuddle Creek project, of course, it's just beautiful.
Just ties it all together.
Honestly, it's so nice.
Yep. You can check out the State of the City address through the links on the website for the City of Marysville, and I assume give you a call anytime should anyone have any questions.
Sure, we're always available.
Okay,
very open door policy.
Mayor Damon, I hope I would assume the city's closed down on President's Day.
I believe so.
So it's an extra day off. Courts are closed, so that means you'll have nothing better to do than watch television.
Or funny thing. Even though the courts are closed, you know, some people.
That's when the lawyers really work.
Some people may not know. You know, I still have a day job, and that's I'm still an attorney by trade. So that's when I try to get in a lot of my meetings and catch up on all my paperwork.
So you get that stuff done when the courts are
closed. Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay. No burning the midnight oil.
No, I'll try not to.
Dan, good talking to you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.